Our text today is taken from the gospel reading. Have you ever taken a wrong turn or gone down a road you should not have? I know I have. Mark in today's reading talks about a choice we all need to make, not regarding a physical road, but rather a spiritual road, a decision to follow God's direction. Pastor related to me his first trip to Alaska, but not just any trip. It was a trip to see for the first time in person his grandson. Now, those of us who are grandparents know just how special being a grandparent is. Pastor indicated that in the past, people had shared with him that they would not be there the next Sunday that they were going to visit their grandson. And he'd respond enthusiastically, "Hey, that's great. Have a wonderful time." It's, however, an entirely different thing when it's you, and you're going to hold that grandchild in your arms for the very first time. Kind of takes your breath away. Now, without a doubt, seeing their grandson was the highlight of the trip. But, of course, there were other things to do. So one day they decided that since they were in the frigid north, it would be quite an experience to go to a hot spring. How special is that? To sit in 100-degree-plus water when it's 20 degrees below zero. Kind of unique. Now, the quality of roads in Alaska vary a lot. And once you get off the highway, well, let's just say it's not like driving down Old Country Road. In Alaska, unlike Long Island, you can't get by on, what do we call them, all-weather tires. They're not going to work because of the extreme temperatures and the ever-changing road conditions. They instead use a specially designed tire that's almost spongy, and it changes instantly to the different conditions, snow, ice, mud, rain, whatever it may be. These tires are so adaptable that they function well in almost any condition. Pastor even related that one day his son Nathan decided they needed to go to get some groceries. Big deal. But the temperature outside was minus 51 degrees. Not 51, minus 51 degrees. I bet our tires would simply fall apart in such a temperature. But those tires functioned regardless of the condition in which they found themselves. In today's gospel, Jesus encounters someone who was not functioning because of the condition she found herself in. Jesus and his four disciples had been in the synagogue in Capernaum, where they taught, as Mark records, with authority. And upon leaving, they immediately went to the house of Simon and his brother Andrew. We're told Simon's mother-in-law was ill and bedridden with a fever. Now, we're not told exactly what was wrong beyond the fact that she had a fever. But this is long before doc-in-the-box or antibiotic at a local pharmacy. So a fever was a very serious thing. And Jesus was immediately told about her condition. So what does he do? "Gee, I'm sorry to hear that she's sick. I hope she gets better." No, that's not what he did. He immediately goes to her, takes her by the hand, lifts her up, and the fever immediately leaves her. And she gets up and serves the guests and functions at 100%. Now, the point made at the start of today's gospel is Jesus' godly power. Jesus had the power to heal, and as Mark says, it happened immediately. We do not have to wait for 3 or 4 days for the antibiotic to take effect. So what happens next? Well, Capernaum is not a very big town, and the word spreads quickly. "Hey, this guy Jesus is in town, and he has both the authority and the power to heal." So by the time the sun goes down, Mark tells us they have brought to Jesus all who were sick and oppressed by demons. The whole city gathers around the door. To be healed, to bring someone to be healed, or to just to see the amazing things that are going on. And again, like he did for Simon's mother-in-law, he heals those who are brought to him. And he also cast out demons, while at the same time compelling them to be silent, even though they know who he was. So here again, Jesus heals the sick, including those who are possessed. He demonstrates that he had authority not only over sickness, but also evil angels, Satan's workers, who are compelled by Jesus to leave the people they have inhabited. Additional proof of who he is. Do you notice something? When Jesus cast out the demons, Mark tells us he compelled them not to speak. Why? They knew him. They knew Jesus was the Holy One of God. Jesus did not want that word to get out. Not yet. Not at this time. His ministry is not finished. As a matter of fact, at this point in Mark's narrative, his ministry has really just begun. And Jesus was aware that if these demons proclaimed him to be the Holy One of God, the Jews would decide, hey, this is the Messiah. Let's make him our earthly king in the form of David or Solomon. But Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. He came not to save people for an earthly kingdom, but for a heavenly one. The people were not yet prepared to understand Jesus' heavenly kingdom, nor were they ready to understand how Jesus would save them until after his death on the cross and his resurrection, a death that would save us all. Now let's for a moment go back to the story about the tires in Alaska and finish how the trip to the hot springs went. I guess by now you're thinking, well, you know, that was an interesting story, but what does that have to do with today's gospel? Well, as I said earlier, the roads in Alaska vary. As the family left the highway and entered the road to the hot spring, there was a sign, "Travel not advised." Yeah, right. Didn't say the road was closed. So off they went. We've got good tires. Talk about going down the wrong road. As Pastor and his family drove down the hot spring road, conditions got worse and worse, and the car, even with these good tires, began to slip more and more. Pastor begins to encourage his son. Hey, you know, we can do this when we come back in the summer. You know, another time. Don't worry about it. But the son wants to continue. Finally, his son agrees. They turn around and head back. I'm told to the relief of everyone in the car. As they drove back, Pastor's son begins to flex his fingers to relieve the pain from his death grip on the steering wheel. He really wanted to go down that road. But as tempting as it wasn't worth risking their lives. Temptation. We face it every day. For you and I, today, going beyond where God wants us to go, going down the wrong road is even more dangerous than the road to the hot springs. It leads us to sin, and sin leads us away from God. Jesus also faced temptations directly from Satan after his baptism. In today's gospel, the temptation from Satan is still there, but not as obvious. After the healing and the exorcising of the demons, Jesus seeks to get away from the crowds, to pray, and to focus on the mission his Father had given him. He's aware of the temptation to be drawn into the praise that could be showered upon him. The people, look at what he can do. Let's make this guy our king. But the plan that the Father had for Jesus was not an easy path. In a matter of a few weeks, we will hear of Jesus in great distress in the Garden of Gethsemane, where temptation urges him to escape the fate awaiting him. But despite that temptation, Jesus stays on the right road. Father, take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done. Even in his dread of what lay ahead, he did not succumb to temptation. The road that Jesus was on was leading to the cross, and that was a very good thing for you and me. That day, however, was still in the future, and until then, Jesus continued to do what he was meant to do. He stayed on the right road. Therefore, when his disciples came to him and said, "Everybody's looking for you," he rejected the temptation to go back and bask in the worldly glory, and instead responded, "Let's go to the next towns that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out. For that is why I came out." Jesus resisted temptation and stayed on the road that his Father gave him. Had Jesus gone to Jerusalem and not fulfilled the mission of his Father, you and I would have gone down a very different road to a very different kind of hot springs because of our sin. Jesus, however, kept to the Father's plan and went to other towns to preach the message of repentance and faith. Jesus came to save us, that by faith in him, we would resist temptation, stay on the right road, and arrive safely at our destination, so that because of what Christ did for each of us, we are assured we will rest securely with our Heavenly Father in all eternity. Amen.